How does a giant consumer company defend its image in court? Johnson & Johnson is performing the Texas Two-Step, a complicated strategy in response to litigation. Stacey Vanek Smith and Adrian Ma from NPR's daily economics podcast, The Indicator, are here to teach you the dance.
Johnson & Johnson, multinational company based in New Jersey, flying high in public opinion right now and a credit market superstar.
Yeah, except maybe not for long. Johnson & Johnson is facing a huge legal issue. Tens of thousands of lawsuits relating to its talcum powder, which has been linked to health problems, including ovarian cancer.
These lawsuits are going to cost J&J billions of dollars, and victims will likely continue coming forward for years and maybe even decades to come. So J&J is trying something kind of bold and kind of new. It's called the Texas Two-Step.
It's honestly not something that was really like a major tactic prior to Johnson & Johnson.
That's economist and Columbia Law Fellow Kate Waldock, and she walked us through the Texas Two-Step.
So step one is that Johnson & Johnson goes down to Texas from its headquarters in New Jersey, and it basically breaks the company in two, kind of into a big part and a little part. The big part is Johnson & Johnson. It's the company. And the little part is this little breakoff, and they rename it LTL Management. And basically all of those talc lawsuits, they get put into LTL. Claire Boston covers bankruptcy for Bloomberg.
Texas has laws that allow for this split to create the box to put the liabilities in. By putting the lawsuits in a box, they basically make all the lawsuits come together, and they would create a really big pool of money. They've offered like at least $2.5 billion in this case.
And that money will be used to pay out victims. And then step two is that LTL declares bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy puts an immediate stay on any lawsuit. So it basically pauses everything that's happening in court right now. Then they don't have to worry about future claims.
Everything in court kind of gets settled at once instead of, you know, the company dealing with a bunch of lawsuits that keep coming up for decades.
Okay, so I think I understand, but is this even legal?
So in Texas, when a company splits off some of its assets, the law explicitly says that creditors cannot go after the other assets. So whatever amount J&J funnels into LTL will go to the victims bringing the suits, but those victims will not have access to any of J&J's other assets.
Okay, so this seems like a pretty good strategy for J&J, but does that mean other companies could do it too?
Kate Waldock says this might be a little tricky to pull off, actually, because the implications of Johnson & Johnson doing this two-step are so enormous.
The whole point of being a creditor, you lend someone money and then they pay you back. If the deal where you lend them money and if they feel like it, they do a Texas two-step and get rid of your claim, then no one's ever going to lend money again.
Oh, it like breaks down the trust in the system.
Yeah.
So, you know, Johnson & Johnson's kind of shooting the moon, trying this really bold move. Stacey Vanek Smith,
Adrian Ma, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike's Falcon platform uses their threat graph to analyze behavior on devices, servers, and cloud workloads to find threats and stop them. More at CrowdStrike.com/ransomware.